This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Representative Lauren Boebert's decision to change congressional districts has shaken up campaigns on opposite sides of the state. Conservative political strategist Josh Penry says even Boebert's supporters are likely to question the move.
I think probably a lot of people are scratching their heads. It's a stretch, and I think it'll be met with a lot of skepticism.
Penry notes that Boebert has branded herself a fighter, but is now choosing to leave a highly competitive race to run for a safe Republican seat. But some analysts see the move as giving the party better odds in Boebert's current district by giving a less divisive Republican a chance to win the nomination. Colorado ski season rolls along, but one ski area is already closed for the season with a malfunctioning chairlift. That's Hesperus near Durango. CPR's Tony Gorman.
The owners say the Bighorn chairlift encountered an unexpected and major mechanical failure in its gearbox. It's the lift's transmission that connects the motor to the drive bullwheel. The only viable option is to remanufacture the original gearbox, and the owners say it will be impossible to open the ski area by the time they receive the part. Pass holders were offered credits to nearby Purgatory Resort or refunds. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Colorado man has been sentenced to prison in Nevada for crashing his car into a solar power facility and setting it on fire in January of 2022. Authorities initially called it a terror attack on the electric system serving Las Vegas. An attorney for Mohammed Masmarian denies the fire was an act of terror. He says his client was having personal issues around the loss of his marriage and business. This is CPR News.